This is the 6x6 on KWBU FM.
From immigration to equal rights and women's rights.
The war on women.
The jobs and the economy.
The Obamacare.
A lot of people take it for granted.
They need to get out and vote.
Healthcare has loomed large throughout the 2012 election and proven to be one of the most divisive issues. Even the use of the name Obamacare, as the Affordable Care Act is now ubiquitously known, provides evidence of a divide. While supporters have sought to use it as a term of endearment, detractors have used it as one of derision. In our final installment of the 6x6, we hear from two local voters who say the future of healthcare in the U.S. is critical to their vote. First, I spoke to Maria, who says the issue hits especially close to home during this election.
What issues have been important to you in this election?
The things that concern me are mainly when we think about the Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, disability, with my husband now being disabled and the fact that if we lose that, how it would impact my family. So that worries me, you know, on who comes into office. Right now, it's going to pretty much impact me soon, depending on who our president is.
Like Maria, healthcare is at the forefront of Cameron's mind. When I catch up with this young voter while he's on break from work at the Westview Village Shopping Center in Waco, he immediately points to this issue as one of the reasons he plans to vote for Romney.
I don't approve of Obamacare and some other personal issues, but it's just I'm tired of the way it is and I want it to change.
Maria also wants change. But in contrast to Cameron, she's seen improvements under the Obama administration that have convinced her to vote for him again.
Has a certain candidate stood out to you as somebody you think will best represent your needs, or are you still considering who you're going to vote for?
Actually, I already know who I'm going to vote for, and I don't mind saying that I'm going to vote for President Obama because I did vote for him before. And because I've seen some changes happen, and I'm tired of hearing the political side of Romney, and not that I'm Republican or Democrat, it's that we haven't given him enough time from something that's already was broken before he came into office. So he's trying to fix it, and that's my personal opinion.
A self-proclaimed Republican, Cameron believes Obama has failed to live up to his promises and is optimistic that if elected, Romney will live up to his.
And what are some changes you're hoping to see if Romney is elected?
Hopefully, you know, Obamacare, I wanted it to go, obviously. And then, you know, he said he's going to take care of our national debt. And, I mean, you can't take care of that, but you can help it for sure. So hopefully he just stands up to his promises, his five-point plan. And it's not just all talk.
However voters feel about health care, or wherever they may fall on the political spectrum, Cameron's hope that it's not all talk is likely universal. Because despite this being the most expensive election in U.S. history, at the end of the day, talk is cheap. For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogel.